Ladies and gentlemen, our food supply continues to spontaneously combust, even as the technocrats continue to stand up fake lab-grown meat and insect proteins to take its place. We need to talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And we stand now, as you know, at the beginning of a new round of big tech censorship. And while this channel still remains, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put these bugs right in front of your face and make you all hungry. We'll come back to them. I do need to confirm, though, that the Ice Age Farmer Discord server was summarily blown away last night. I received this message indicating that they were stopping the spread of misinformation by censoring our server. So apparently 3,000 plus people getting together to talk about gardening and growing food and saving seeds and transplanting and grafting and building greenhouses and alternative construction methods. No, you're not allowed to empower yourself with this kind of knowledge. You need to only eat the food that comes from bugs at the store. For now, we've started congregating on a gilded server. You can get to it, same link, iceagefarmer.com/discord will now give you the invitation to the gilded group. So if you're looking for a new home, feel free to join us there. We'd love to see you. There were a number of fantastic YouTube channels and fine researchers that were also removed today. YouTube also indicated that they would begin ramping up in the weeks to come this censorship. So it's just a matter of time. It remains to be a matter of time before this channel is also removed. Please go find me now at bitchute.com/iceagefarmer before we lose our ability to communicate without YouTube in the middle. You can also find this channel on lbry.tv or directly on iceagefarmer.com. And so what was it that got the server deleted? The last thing that was posted there was a document that is frankly questionable. And so I won't reproduce it here. It was posted to Hal Turner's website, among others, which are hit or miss at times, in my experience, be that as it may. The document purports to be from a Canadian representative who is unsettled with what he sees, namely that there will be increasing lockdowns in the major cities, which actually is happening, that they're building internment centers, which we're also hearing about. Here, Randy Hiller was asking the premier about why they're building internment centers that aren't for the quarantines of international travelers, and you can hear he gets ignored.
Here's the RFP, and in the RFP, it uses clear language to express that these camps can be used for a broad spectrum of people, not limited to travelers. Indeed, it doesn't even mention international travelers. It's just a broad latitude of people. So your government must be in negotiations and aware of these plans to potentially detain and isolate citizens and residents of our country. Where will these camps be built? How many people will be detained? And for what reasons?
Questions.
For what reasons can people be kept in these isolation camps? And I'd like to have the Premier assure the people of Ontario.
Member, take a seat. The next question.
Yes, so internment centers being constructed in Canada. Of course, there are FEMA facilities plus designated quarantine zones like this one in Charlotte Douglas International Airport zone where they have voluntarily checked themselves in and yet they are patrolled 24/7 by armed guards. Now, that doesn't really make sense, does it? If it's volunteer, you don't need armed guards unless you're just setting the precedent and moving that Overton window, getting people used to the idea of there being armed guards stationed at a quarantine facility. So we do see indications that the ball is moving in the wrong direction here, that we have another series of lockdowns and forced isolations, and let's just leave it there. It is concerning, but again, I cannot authenticate that document, and so I won't claim that it's absolutely true here. What is absolutely true is that the fires and explosions around the world at poultry and pig farms, grain elevators and silos, sugar refineries, food warehouses and distribution centers, meat packers, it's just off the charts right now how quickly the food supply and infrastructure is literally going up in flames. This egg factory in Northern Ireland was the latest accidental ignition. Of course, eggs are not exactly known for being flammable, but notwithstanding, here's what remains. There will not be many eggs coming out of this facility in Ireland. Now, this is the third fire in Ireland in the last few weeks that has affected animal agriculture. There was another that took out 6,000 chickens and one that killed 2,000 pigs. As I said, the frequency and the extent to which we're being attacked right now is stunning. So much so, in fact, that today I created a new tool that can help map out these blazes. Here you can see those three. But I've also added some of the fires from previous reports, like the massive warehouse fire in Essex, at the warehouse that serves a lot of the UK with fresh food, and the bakery in Sweden, which was the largest bakery in the country that burned to the ground. It's pretty remarkable how much of this is going on. And so to get a sense of that visually, how pervasive this is, I created this food supply attack map. You can find it at icehfarmer.com/fire. And if you hear, because a lot of times these things are only reported locally, if you hear of farmers that are attacked or sabotaged or parts of our food supply that are burning to the ground, please send me a note, iceagefarmer@protonmail.com, and I'll gladly add it to this map. And you can share this out so people can also learn what's going on right now. Now, the true threat, though, to our food supply is not arson on the ground level, but the state and the big multinational actors. Here's a key article from China where they've just indicated they're going to phase out farming of almost all wild animals within the next 6 weeks here, by the end of 2020. From the article, quote, bamboo rats, civet cats, and porcupines, a total of 45 wild animal species, will no longer be farmed at all. And there are also 19 other species that you can only now farm for medicine. What happens if you farm these things? Well, you're going to, quote, need to find another way to make a living. That's it. Just, you're done. Get a job, sir. How many people? A large number of people are involved in farming these. In fact, an estimated 14 million people in China, most of them poor and rural, breed wildlife for a living. Ladies and gentlemen, that's more than New York City, Chicago, and LA put together that are now being told by the Chinese government, you're done. Go find something else to do. Come take our UBI. They were told to stop the practice immediately and apply for compensation from the Chaicoms, but somehow, as always with communists, the compensation is lagging behind and the farmers' livelihoods are in shambles. So they're just completely shutting down animal agriculture. The communist government, here's the key, the communist government goes on to say, it's kind of hard, though, to enforce this because people could be lying about what they're growing and we have to go in and check everything. Quote, a blanket ban on wild animal species would be better. And then we'll just have a small white list of exceptions. Here's what you can grow. And this is really the core of it. Rather than a permissive society with a few restrictions on things that would be dangerous, we're now moving to a you can't do anything except what the state tells you. And if you think this is just happening in China, you are mistaken. By the way, there are more that should be outlawed. This group will be phased out in a smooth manner, he said, without elaborating. Just like YouTube said, we will continue to ramp up the censorship without elaborating. In other parts of the world where you don't have a central Chinese communist government, it takes different forms, but it is happening nonetheless. Here is a company called Insect, which is the latest insect-based protein company to pull down a huge round, $372 million. Even in the midst of economic turmoil around the world, somehow $250 million, more than that, goes to this company to build the world's biggest insect farm north of Paris. What's going on here? How, during an economic downturn, does someone get away with setting aside more than $250 million to grow bugs? And why is the UK government doing the same thing? They're setting aside $13 million for what? For industrial insect farms. In fact, they're funding this company, EntoCycle. Well, it's because, ladies and gentlemen, the big multinational companies like Walmart have signaled that they will be using their immense scale and purchasing power to demand from their suppliers a fundamental transformation of the supply chain. Specifically, the Walmart sustainability officer spoke a couple weeks ago at the World Economic Forum's latest shindig, where she said,
to transform product supply chains, and that includes forest products, as well as products that come from oceans and are sourced back to agricultural lands, to grasslands, to decarbonize those supply chains.
That's right. We're going to decarbonize our supply chain. If you produce any carbon or your cow farts, we don't want your product at Walmart anymore. There's no market for your product. We're going to put you out of business. And if this sounds familiar, it should, because it's exactly what we read from the Rockefeller Foundation's Reset the Table plan just a few short weeks ago, where they decided we would relentlessly apply true cost accounting. In other words, if you have cow farts, then you shouldn't be doing business anymore. You remember the University of Sheffield study that said sheep farmers could make more money if they just collected carbon offsets and stopped farming sheep. This is a complete technocratic bid to put farmers and ranchers out of business and instead put the bugs on your plate. And it's happening in real time and at rapid speed right now. So unless these insects are appetizing to you, I highly recommend you start growing your own food right now. You follow this channel on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer and you make a t-shirt or a bumper sticker or a sign or whatever. Take the information war offline because they already own the digital information space and they're telling us they're going to ramp up the censorship. So it's impossible to fight that battle. Go have conversations offline. Let them know about the Great Reset, about the bid to take over our food supply, and the need to start growing your own food right now. Thanks for watching. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And please subscribe on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer so that you and I have the ability to continue to communicate even without YouTube in the middle. You can also support this broadcast if you value the information I bring at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I very genuinely appreciate your help. But mostly, we got to get out the word and we got to fight this agenda. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.